This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Founded in 2018 by Shafar Rashid, Pasir Mandarin is a certified language center established with one goal in mind: to help people with no prior foundation in Mandarin master the language through the easiest and most effective method. Pasir Mandarin currently has over 5,000 students enrolled with 7 branches across Peninsula Malaysia. It aims to become the largest Mandarin learning center in Southeast Asia, owned by this Malaysian entrepreneur, as well as be recognized by Hanban, the Office of Chinese Language Council International, as the number one international professional business Mandarin interpreter. So Pasir Mandarin is currently verified as a certified language center by the Ministry of Education of Malaysia, and is also accredited by the Beibu Gulf University in China as a certified Mandarin Learning Institute. Good morning, Shah.
Morning, Frida. Hi, Frida.
So you started this in 2018, but what is very interesting is you chose to pursue a bachelor's degree in Chinese literature in Beijing, despite having no knowledge of the language. Why?
Okay, so hi, everyone. Thank you so much, BFM, for having me here today. Ni hao, da jia hao. Very interesting questions. Honestly, I am the one who opted for the path that the least people would choose, and I don't follow the crowd. I was born in a less privileged family where I don't have much options in front of me during my childhood. So with financial limitation, I keep hearing people say that you cannot do this, you cannot do that, we only have this, we only have that. So there were so many limitations during my childhood. So I always need to find my own alternative and always make sure that every choices that I had to make back then, I will make it fun. So during my high school year, I studied in MRSM. So we all know that the majority of my classmates are mostly looking forward to pursuing their studies in medic, engineering, accountancy. However, among all of the opportunities that have been given to us, there is one program that really caught my attention, which is Chinese literature. I never heard of anyone ever mention about it before. Yeah. So, despite knowing that it is difficult, but the thought of learning a new language really sounded appealing to me back then. Mm. So I decided to go for it. And I am the one who always loved to, challenge myself. And so I signed up for this adventure of a lifetime. And well, here I am today, proving to myself I successfully did it.
Right. So you went to Beijing to study this.
Yeah.
So how long were you there? I'm just thinking, I am a Chinese who don't speak Mandarin. I'll be worried, but I do speak dialects, right? And you don't understand and you went there, right? What was that like?
For so many years, I've been hearing that people keep saying learning Mandarin is so tough, that stereotype of Mandarin is the most difficult language in the world. So it's the major factor that stops, people from getting to know the language. So this is the first barrier to overcome the perception is in learning the language. So because honestly, I was also one among the crowd who had the same thought about, Mandarin is difficult. But everything started to change when I got exposed to the fun way, which I never realized how fun learning Mandarin could be. Because I had fun, I enjoyed every learning session, and the most important thing is I always looking forward to the next class. And in Beijing, after 6 months, only 6 months, I realized that I managed to master the Mandarin with ease. And I had a lot of fun doing it.
Right. And this was writing and speaking?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Writing. Wow.
So I spent 5 years there.
Okay. Now that you're back here, I want to just ask, is there a difference between Malaysian Mandarin and Chinese Mandarin?
Yeah. It is, there is some difference. While I was studying in Beijing, it was really fun and interactive. Their class setting is like kindergarten. So colorful flashcards, you know, dialogue acting, and many more. The teaching methods that Fasih Mandarin is applying is actually picked up from, you know, my studying year in China, and I modified them to match the Malaysian context. Because our teachers will highlight the difference, you know, in the culture between Malaysian Chinese and Malayan Chinese. So yeah, just now you mentioned that you don't speak Mandarin, right?
I can sort of understand, but obviously not that good. Yeah, so I don't. And I was just saying that, did you see a difference with Mandarin spoken in Malaysia and the Mandarin, you know, used in China?
Okay, so let me give you one example, okay? We have this word, 塞车 and 堵车. So they both actually have the same meaning, which is traffic jam. But the nuance is different. This is because 塞 means stuff in and 堵 means block. So the 车 there means vehicle. So it's either the vehicle is stuffed in or the vehicle is being blocked, you know? And then our students often say that, 老师, I used 堵车 to say traffic jam to my Chinese colleagues. And they're all like, wow, your Mandarin is really advanced. So this is clearly to show that people who learn Mandarin in Malaysia can still communicate well with mainland Chinese because both can understand each other's utterances. You know, it's just like British English speaker and American English speaker.
Okay. Okay, so then there are some, certain expressions that only apply to different countries, but basically we understand it, right?
Yes.
Okay, why do you think that more Malaysians should learn Mandarin?
Well, definitely a yes, Malaysians should learn Mandarin because you have no idea how much benefit it will bring you. If I could turn back time, I would encourage all of my high school mates, juniors, to grab the same opportunities like I did. Because nowadays, as you can see, the requirement for Mandarin speakers in a job advertisement is everywhere. You know, even parents nowadays are aware of the importance of Mandarin, and they started to enroll their kids into Mandarin classes, you know, and some of them even send their kids to Chinese school. And why are they doing that? Just to prepare the kids for the challenging future ahead. And for the business, many entrepreneurs has realized on this. And everyone is now equipping themselves with Mandarin. As you know, almost every single thing in our house is made in China, right? like it or not, that's how China's economy will impact the world. So, you know, besides that, learning Mandarin will also allow for more interracial harmony, you know, especially in Malaysia, because when we learn a language, we will automatically understand the culture of the native. Because I give you the obvious example. Number 4, everyone knows, you know, Chinese people will avoid this number. The 4th floor in most of the buildings are gone and it'll be replaced with 3A instead. And same goes to 24th floor, is replaced with 23A, you know, and to the house number or even a car registration number. But do we know why? But that is because 4 is 四 in Mandarin. And then it is actually sounds similar to 死, which means death. So that is the reason. So if we know the reason of certain behavior, we can definitely understand the difference, and it will lead to acceptance and respect, and of course harmony is achieved eventually, right?
Right. And what made you decide to start Fasih Mandarin as a business? Now you're putting on a business hat. What made you decide to do that?
So I started my first career to teach Mandarin in this one of government college for 2 years. On the first day, I have been provided with all the teaching materials, you know, and soon after I noticed that the student did not enjoy the class like I did when I was in Beijing, and they all just want to pass the exam and graduate on time. So after a few times of trial and error on some of other methods for months, and I noticed something should be done to the teaching method and teaching material has, you know, the one has been provided. But as you know, I was really young back then and no one would listen to me and nobody took my suggestions seriously. So soon after that, I was getting more and more frustrated and very sad that all my students did not benefit, you know, from what I was teaching them. You know, being a teacher, always about satisfaction in teaching. So this satisfaction is not there anymore. So I talked to my close friend, also the co-founder of Farsi Mandarin, Zaki Ahmad. So he is the one who is not just going to listen, you know, he will provide you a solution. Because, you know, he don't want you to, you know, to whine about the same thing all over again. And then after months of planning, I finally decided to follow my beliefs. It's such a big step, leaving a full-time secure government job that everyone is looking forward to have. And setting up my own business teaching Mandarin to the native, non-native speakers. So at that time, my aim was to create awareness about Mandarin is not complex. If it's with the correct method, right approach, and of course the right module, which is I designed it myself. So we opened our first intake in December 2016 in a very tiny classroom. And then we were very surprised and overwhelmed with so many inquiries. So in a very short time, we managed to gather around maximum 20 participants. And then at the same time, there are also many in our waiting list. So it was only on the first intake, but we already had a waiting list. So we were really shocked. And then the greatest news was when one of our students from the first batch informed us that he got a salary increment right after he completed his beginner course.
Wow.
Yeah, seeing his message, it has triggered and motivated us that we are actually doing the right thing. So yeah, after that, we started to get more and more classes, you know, and the new branches kept on coming. And now we have 7 branches across Malaysia. And of course, when the pandemic hit us, 2019, we were affected like all other businesses, but it was only for the first 2 months. At the same time, you know, during the down period, we managed to come up with a better ways to teach language online, and then we make it as effective as physical class. You know, when we go online, it means location is no longer becoming our limitation.
Right.
Actually, it becomes an even better opportunity. But we'll talk more about that in just a moment. I'm here with Shah Farid Rashid from Farsi Mandarin. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Shah Farid Rashid from Farsi Mandarin, which is a certified language center established with one goal in mind to help people with no prior foundation Mandarin master language through the easiest and most effective method. So you were started in 2016, your first class, right? And then, of course, it's grown since then. I do want to talk a little bit about your experience with the pandemic and what you did. But before that, is your method of teaching proprietary?
Yes, we do. We do have the trademark for the teaching. Yeah, and now we are in the stage of registering for our online classes.
Mm-hmm.
We just found out the same as effective as the physical class.
Okay. You talked about your classes, right? Did you find any Malaysian Chinese going for your classes?
Yeah, why not? we have Chinese students with us, especially you know, the banana Chinese students. there are a lot of Chinese students that went to Sekolah Kebangsaan, right? So they're exposed with the Chinese background. So yeah, we do have some.
Okay, so I also want to know, like, are your classes for children or is it for adults? How does it work?
Yeah, we have both. We have for kids and also for adults. And then we were divided by 2 programs. So we have kids and adults. And then also we are aligned with the, if for kids, we have a Chinese youth test. And then for the, which is recognized globally, and also for the adult, we also have a Chinese proficiency test. So it's not just about fun, but also with a certification.
Okay, let's talk about me. I want to start now. So what should I do? What class should I go for? How fast can I speak, read Mandarin?
Yeah, for you, you are from zero basic. I would say zero basic.
Say zero.
Yeah, you can enroll with our HSK1 program. Mm-hmm. So basically, it will be around 4 months program. So during the 4 months, what you will learn is how to master the basic Mandarin to have a strong base. You know, Mandarin is all about having a strong base, and then what you will do next, you just add in more and more vocabularies, and then you'll be fine. It'll be fine. You're going to master the Mandarin with ease.
Okay, so this is this physical classes, or now is it completely online? How often do I have to go for these classes?
So we have both, but of course for the physical class, the group class is still not allowed to have more than 100% capacity. We only have like around 50% capacity, but we do have online class as usual, and the class will only have like around 2 times a week, and for working professional like us. We do have night classes, so you don't have to worry about to juggle with your work schedule. But the most important thing is, after all day of stresses about work, during the class, we're going to have so much fun.
Right. So right now, I'm looking at your website. You're in Kuantan, a couple outlets in KL. There's PJ. There's Kota Kemuning and you're also in Penang and Kedah, and so it's very interesting how your teachers are all Malays,
we are all non-native speakers.
Right. So they also went on your program.
Yeah. Some of them went to the same program, but some of them have a background, Chinese school background, but we send them we provide them a scholarship to sit right. For the same examination like we did to get the highest teacher's qualification for Mandarin training.
Wow. Okay. So I want to ask as well. So the before this, there were no online classes, but because of the pandemic, you started having online classes.
Yeah. Before this, we only have to, in order to reach for more audience, for more crowd, for more participants, we have to, open for more branches. So sometimes it will slow on, some allocation on there because we have to put so much, cost on to open a branch. But now the location is no longer a limitation because we receive more participants from, neighbor countries and more people able to have the same fun learning with Fasih Mandarin no matter where they are. So yeah, basically this pandemic is such a blessing in disguise for us.
Right. But then of course there'll be some people in the future will still want your physical classes as usual. Yeah. I think a mix of both will be nice, right?
Yeah. Of course. We are still looking forward to have our physical class open. That's how we all started back then. So we're really looking forward to have our students to be to be in the class.
So you also had inquiries from outside Malaysia.
Yes, correct. We do have from Singapore, from Brunei, from Indonesia, when people see our social media, they can see like how fun the class it will be. So there's so many participants from neighbor countries who would like to join the class as well. Because before this, they cannot do that. But now we are, having a good, I would say a good learning methods for virtual classes. So I think that will attract them to come and join us. And then our module, we have in 3 languages. In Bahasa, Mandarin, and also English. So everyone could participate on that.
Right. And do you find that people want to study just to learn it? Or do people say, I want the certificate? That we're so obsessed with getting a certificate.
Oh, yeah. We do have that, that condition. Because, people would say like, oh my God, I don't want to learn Chinese character. It's going to be so difficult. Looking at it, it's like a drawing. But then But then it looks complicated, right?
Right.
But we, of course, we have no problem with that. But we would encourage students to learn both. This is because, you know, whenever you start to learn Mandarin, you also need to learn on how the, you know, how the Chinese character works, you know, how the Hanzi works. Because it's actually, you know, not complicated. It's actually very beautiful. It has so many meanings inside there. You know, every stroke will give you, you know, some visual for you. Like, so learning the Mandarin, especially, I think learning both, you know, writing and also speaking will help you to become, you know, faster to master in Mandarin.
Right. So what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur? Because, you know, of course, you want to do this, you want to teach it. And then, of course, teaching is one thing. Running as a business is something else. What have you learned in the last couple of years?
Yeah, of course. You know, because I've never been in education line before. Education, you know, business before. So basically, in education side, it's always about changes. You always need to change what? Change your method of teaching, change your module, change the way on, you know, how you, for example, the classroom management. And then that's for the education. And for the business, you need to, you know, always have a change depending on the situation. You know, if the students is like this, how you would like to change that. And then if the, you know, the pandemic comes on, how are you going to change your business perspective, right, and a business audience? So it's always about, you know, changing towards something that, you know, will benefit you. So that's what I learned the most. So you cannot just stick to the same old you, the same old method, you know, the same old module, the same old teaching method, stuff like that. You have to change.
And that is what I guess, I think that is a wake-up call, right? All of us have to realize that we always need to be on our toes. We never know when something like this is going to happen again, right?
Yeah, correct, exactly.
Right. So I wish you all the best with all your future endeavors. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, yeah. I would love to encourage everyone, especially for a BFM listener, to come and learn and master the Mandarin. Believe me, it is going to be so much fun. Nearly 5,000 students will agree to that. And then we at Fasih Mandarin will make it the best way possible. Our syllabus is not just focusing on fun, but also making it aligned with Chinese proficiency test, HSK, requirement for the adults, and then also youth Chinese test, YCT, for kids that are recognized globally. That's all from me. Thank you so much for having me today, Freda. Xie xie, Freda. Xie xie, BFM audiences.
Thank you so much. I was speaking to Shah Farid Rashid from Fasih Mandarin. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossmalay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.